So what was it about Tony's message? And for those of us who have not been to a Tony Robbins, I have some friends who just absolutely loved going to those sessions. But break down what a Tony Robbins session is, and what's the underpinning philosophy that he teaches?
Yeah, sure. So I'd say that's a big question. There's so many different like ways of thinking about it and explaining it. But I'd say simple in terms of like what is the undermining philosophy is we have the ultimate power within us to change our life at any moment, right? And it really just is a decision. And again, that sounds basic and obvious, right? But it's like literally we have the power to like control our lives and create it how we want it, and also take responsibility for our lives too. Because most people, myself included back then, I wasn't taking responsibility for my life. I was complaining. I was like, oh, my parents fought. Like it was 2008, the financial crisis happened. I'm like, oh, the economy's bad. Like all these external things are ruining my life, right? So that was cool. That was like a cool like ownership and also painful, because I was like, oh, cool. Like it's not on the world, it's on me. So, but the cool thing too is like, if I could make it this way, I could also make it another way how I want it, right? So I'd say that's kind of like the underpinning mission. And also like leadership is living life on your terms too, right? It's like live life on your terms, and the quality of your life is also the quality of your emotions, also learning how to manage that. Because most people, me too, back then, I was just, my emotions were all over the place, right? I was like sad, excited, depressed, angry, determined, and then like going through those cycles, right? Versus, oh, cool, like I could actually manage my emotional state and there's like a way to do this, versus again, just being like tugged along the river of life. So I'd say that's kind of the underpinning mission way I would describe it. In terms of the way the events are, again, very fun and entertaining, because Tony, again, he's a master of what he does. And the best way to learn is through entertainment, right? And also movement, not just sitting down in a seminar. Like you could go watch Tony stuff on YouTube, but it's not going to be as effective, because it's like I'm just sitting down passive, right? Or I could go watch anybody else, Warren Buffett or a workout video. But if you're not actually doing the physical act and moving your body, it's just going to be up here in your head, which is why most people in today's world, we understand things cognitively, but we're not actually doing it. Like everybody knows how to be healthy and fit. Everybody knows how to make more money. Everybody knows how to build a business. Yeah. Everybody knows how to be in a passionate, loving relationship, but it's the inverse of what actually people are doing, right? Most people don't have any of those things, right?
Yeah. So tell me, what was a typical day like when you were a national speaker with Tony Robbins? What was a typical day like in terms of like, you get up and just take me through the day, because it sounds like a really interesting way to make a living.
Yeah, it was. It was really fun and also very challenging. But I'd say basically, it was kind of like the Navy SEALs of like influence and like human persuasion, right? Because my job was to either be doing talks or booking talks, right? So if I'm not doing talks, which is why I did so many talks, right? Like if I wasn't doing a talk that day or multiple talks that day, I had to go out and like book talks. Right. And again, Tony is like, he's a results driven person. It's not like you could just sit at home and wait till they give you talks. Like you'll be off the team in a heartbeat. Right. Like you got to perform. Right. Wow. So it's like, if you're not performing, it's like, why are you even here? Right. And which is also, I love it, because again, it's practice what you preach. And that's kind of, again, the essence of what Tony teaches. It's like, it's about getting results in your life, because that's what we want. Right. We want results in our business, relationship, our health, and all that. So typical day, I'd wake up nice and early, do my routine, just make sure I'm ready for the day. I would meditate or I would journal, I'd work out and things like that. And then, if I had a talk booked, I'd go do a talk with a company. If I didn't have a talk booked, I would just go either knock on doors the old-fashioned way, or I would pick up the phone and call, or I would just kind of go network and go to an event or something like that. And the cool thing, over time, I got more creative, I got better at it. But it was a lot of fun. In the beginning, it was definitely resistance. Like, the first time I was knocking on a realtor's door in Wisconsin, I was like, and they're like, you could leave now. I'm like, okay. So, but then you get good at it, right? I got better and better at like, hey, how's it going? Right. Getting past the gatekeeper, going to the decision maker, the founder, the broker, whoever it might be, and like booking a meeting on the spot. Like then it was like, oh, cool. I felt like a Jedi in Star Wars, where it's like, oh, I have these superpowers now where I could make it to like lit Eric Schmidt at Google and like make it through all the people if I was in Palo Alto, and like figure out how to get in the door and like knock on his door and be like, hey, Eric, let's have a chat. Right. So it was a cool skill set to learn. And at the end of the day, it's like one of the things I learned most from Tony is influence is the ultimate power. And again, going back to your original question about what the event's about, it's like influence. Because if we're not, if we, and the first person we got to influence is ourselves. Because if you can't influence yourself, you can't influence other people. But so the first person every day, I got to influence myself to get up. I got to influence myself to go knock on doors. I got to influence myself to make my sales calls. I got to influence myself to whatever it is, go to the gym, right? So whatever it is you got to do. And then it goes from the inside out. Then it's a cool. I got to, how can I influence this one person for their sake, right? That's the other thing. Most people, when you think of a influencer, a salesperson, that usually people try to take, right? That's not what we're talking about. We're trying to talking about more in the giving context, because real sales is service, right? So it's more about, all right, how can I serve Mark, right? So I'm not going to try to sell you something, Mark. Like, I'm going to serve you, right? And that's what real business owners do. That's what you guys are doing with the podcast, right? That's what Dan is doing with his company, right? It's like real service. It's what is it? The sidekick, right? The be a hero, the
Yeah, the
sidekick.
sidekick process. Yeah.
The sidekick process, exactly. I love how Dan talks about that. It's like, it's not about me. It's about how can I serve you and be the sidekick to you being the hero, right? So influence was a really cool skill to learn from Tony. And now to this day, it's so helpful in my business and to help my clients and to, and also my personal life.
I heard you say our lives are a reflection of our rituals, and you talked about how you start your day. I'd love you to share some wisdom when it comes to things that you found are effective at starting your day.
Yeah, absolutely. So for sure, like if you look at the when somebody has a challenge, it's like, all right, like look at their habits. It's kind of like an accounting system. If people have money, it's like, all right, let's go see where you spent your money, right? So or didn't spend your money, right? But like same with habits. If you're unhealthy and overweight, or if you're broke, or if you're don't if you keep falling in the same pattern of finding like this abusive partner in relationship, emotionally or physically or whatever it might be, it's like you have a habit and patterns that create that, right? Maybe you eat Doritos, maybe you don't sleep on time, maybe you're like not eating vegetables and drinking green juice, whatever it might be. So you're that's why that's what it means where our life is a reflection of our rituals, right? You could literally be like, oh, cool. Like Mark, you're really great at what you do, and I'm sure you have rituals that you've done now for like over the last 25, 30 years that make you really great at what you do, right? And too, if we're honest, like myself too, like we also have areas we're kind of not that good at, right? That's where it's like, oh, cool, yeah. So tattoo, you probably have some rituals there or lack thereof, where, all right, cool. How can I, what rituals do I need to kind of implement to raise my standard so I can improve that area of my life, right? So but the morning, I like it just because, again, how you start your day and prime your day, it's important, right? It's kind of like getting that, like a lineman in football or a jujitsu or a wrestler. Like if you get that edge on the day, like even that little 2 millimeters makes a huge difference, right? So as soon as I wake up, instead of like letting the day take over and like my phone and my thoughts and the stress and whatever, it's like I'm gonna take it first. Because most people, when they wake up, they go into sympathetic of the autonomic nervous system, right? They go into like fight or flight, and they're just reacting all day. They're stressed out. They have cortisol all day. And then versus parasympathetic, which is more rest and digest, and you're kind of just in a centered, grounded state, and you can handle things a lot more effectively. Kind of like Neo in the Matrix, right? When the bullets are coming, I can like see them instead of like getting hit or like getting all flustered. So, but ways to do that, again, this is not just like esoteric, airy-fairy stuff. There's like scientific proof to this stuff, right? So one really great person I like to listen to, and I suggest to people, is listen to Andrew Huberman. He has a really good podcast. He's a professor of neuroscience at Stanford. So like this is like real neuroscience and neuroplasticity. But my point is like meditation is one. It's like I meditate, I've been meditating every year, every day for the last like probably 10 plus years now. So that was probably like one of the biggest game changers for me, because that just slows everything down, right? Drops me in, and like I could handle things better. I like to write. I like to journal because gets all the thoughts out of my brain onto paper. So it's like, all right, if you keep it in your head, it's just gonna circle around over and over and over. So if you get it out, it's just like it's out, right? And then another one that I like to do, I like to well work out, which is something a lot of us have heard before, but not everybody does it. I like to do some sort of physical exercise, right? To go to the gym, do some yoga. If I don't have time, I just go for a quick walk around the block. I'm in Puerto Rico. I like to surf and paddleboard if the waves are there. I also like to, what's another one I like to do? Oh, read. Like reading too, for sure. Like reading, I'd say, is probably the other. Reading and meditation, I'd say, are probably the two most profound things that have impacted my life. Because I was reading a quote the other day about from Charlie Munger. He's like, "You'd be amazed." This is Charlie talking about Charlie Munger's Warren Buffett's business partner. He's like, "You'd be amazed at like Warren Buffett. He's like literally just sitting down, reading all day, and like thinking all day, and then like he's just very patient. And then like when a great opportunity comes, then he like takes some action." But most people, they just mess up because they're so hasty and they're like just always looking for something, right? Versus like just reading. Like, again, all these amazing people, they love to read books, right? So, reading is another thing I like to do in the morning.